What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. This is episode number 15 of PJ's Take, and it is entitled The Only Way. Before I go any further, I just want to thank y'all for y'all time, because y'all been rocking with me and y'all time is precious. So thank you for giving me a couple minutes. And I want to apologize that the audio is not as good as some of the other episodes, because I'm at a different spot right now and I don't have my microphone and my camera and things like that. So I'm just using my headphones. So if it's kind of like jittery or blurry in the background, my apologies in advance. But like I said, this episode is entitled The Only Way, and it is coming from John 14 and 6. John was written, it's the fourth gospel, and it was written by John the Apostle, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he was the son of Zebedee, who I believe was a fisherman. But John 13 and John 14, there's a lot going on. So Jesus knew that his time was about to come, that he would go to the cross, be whipped, beaten, tortured, crown of thorns, had to carry his cross, nailed and disfigured. And Jesus knew that time was about to come. And that's why he wanted to have the Last Supper when he did. At that time, the devil had put onto Judas's heart to go out and betray Jesus. And Jesus knew it was going to happen. He didn't stop him. He knew it was going to happen. And at the same time, right after that, Jesus had predicted that Simon would deny him three times before the rooster would crow in the morning. So, like I said, there was so much going on at one time. But Jesus still set the 12 down. Well, at this point, 11, because Judas went out to betray him. But he sat them down and taught and gave wisdom, gave truth, and gave knowledge, and gave understanding. And he said so many like heavy, profound things that we can take away and like really incorporate into our lives. And one of them is this: when Jesus said to the disciples how to get to heaven, how the only way to get to heaven is. So I'm going to read part of that scripture, John 14, 1 through 7, and I'm reading the King James. But before I do, let me introduce my special guest, my brother Shamari. We actually met on the Discord probably last year, I think. But he's a cool dude. He's a very wise guy. And after I read, he's going to break it down for y'all. He's going to break down that key verse. And he's going to answer some very important questions, which is why I hope y'all stay tuned and listen to what he has to say. He's going to answer, what is the purpose of this passage? Like, what is this passage really implying? How can we incorporate this into our lives? Is Jesus the only way? Is he really, truly the only way? If so, why? On what grounds is he really the only way? And then he's going to answer the question, is God really a just God? So stay tuned to what my brother got to say, because I promise you, he's got something to say. But before I hand over the mic, let me read John 14, 1 through 7 in the King James Version for y'all, to give y'all some context. And these are the words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 4. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, But Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? But Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. and verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
I thank you, PJ, for allowing me to be on your podcast, man. I know that it's all to glorify the Lord. You know, praise the Lord. I just pray that through this, God is able to get the glory, no matter the topics that you speak on or that I speak on. And even right now, as I know that we are speaking on John 14:6, and I just pray that God is able to get the glory through it. I'll give my thoughts on it, and I'll speak on it a little bit. So, you know, like John 14:6 says, that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No, Jesus in this text is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he's making it very explicit. You know, a lot of people use this verse, even I myself, this verse is you know, when people come to us Christians, you know, us believers in Christ, and they say, you know, what about our gods? You know, what about the other gods? You know, your God is not the only God, or, you know, they say anything like that. This one statement in John 14:6 literally takes out all of that, because Jesus showed exclusiveness. He shows exclusiveness. You know how when you go to a place and they have certain areas where you can't go because it's exclusive, right? And Jesus in John 14:6 is being very exclusive by saying that no man can come to the Father but by him, right? And why is that? I mean, we know that the Bible, the scripture says that, as he, you know, as the scripture says, it says that there is no other name given under heaven amongst man whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus, you know, Yeshua, you know, how, you know, Jesus, whatever you want to you want to call him from the languages, because really his name is him, you know. His name is the name that is above all names. And so if that's the case, and he's the mediator between man and God, as the scripture says, then there is no other way. There can be no other way, since God is holy, and we need that help. We need that mediator. We need somebody to take it for us, you know. And that was Jesus. He took it to himself. That's why at the end of the cross, he said, "It is finished." Right? He said, "No man." He right there counseled it all out. He counseled out the understanding of, I can do good works to get to heaven. He counseled out the understanding of, oh, if I work, I can get to heaven. He counseled it all out by saying this, by saying, no man coming into the Father but by me. Showing that not only is it exclusive that you get to God through him, the Father, but it is more so exclusive that you can't even get to him on your own self. Like, you can't get to him on other means, as far as these other religions. You can't even get to him on your own means. No matter how many good works you do, how many good things you do, at the end of the day, that one bad thing spoils the whole bunch. You know, I remember there was an allegory that was given unto me. There was like this example of a batch of eggs. And let's say you have 50 good batches of eggs, and then you have one bad egg. When you mix it in with this batch of eggs, that one bad egg is going to spoil the whole bunch. Just like Jesus said when he was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he was talking about their doctrine. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, right? And in the scriptures, it says, a little leaven the whole lump. And I'm a baker, so I like making, you know, yeah, man, I like making you know, cakes and donuts, and I like bacon. So I know what it means when he's saying leaven, when he's talking about leaven. Leaven is a rising agent in bread. It's the rising agent in any type of bread. You know, when something is unleavened, it'll be flat bread, basically, you know. And so it's kind of interesting because a little leaven, right, it'll make the whole lump. It'll blow everything up, right? In this case, it just takes a little bit of influence, right? And it can mess everything up. It takes a little bit of a mistake in this sense. It takes one sin, because the wages of sin is death, to kind of mess it up. You know, oh, I just lied, you know, just one time. I lied a couple of times. It's all right. You know, and that's just a lie. That's not right, you know, because if a judge is righteous and you're in front of him for stealing a candy bar, he's going to judge you righteously. No matter how small of a crime you think it may be, to God, he has to honor. He has to honor justice. He has to commit justice. He has to, because he's holy and he's good. And he's just. And so Jesus is saying to you right now, like in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming into the Father but by me. Jesus took all that to himself. He jumped in front of the bullet for you. He paid that debt that you couldn't pay. And so this is not a saying to, you know, how do I explain it? This is the truth. I mean, he's saying the truth in this verse. Of course, he's the only way. It says, if you have not the Son, you have not the Father. But if you have the Son, you have the Father also. Why? Because Jesus was the representation of the Father on earth. See, I don't think we understand when he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why is that? When you are your you know, your son of your father, when you are the, you know, the daughter of your mother, and you begin to act like them, people say, oh, you act just like your dad, right? Or I don't know if anyone ever heard this, but you, if your mom ever stopped you before you went out, or your dad, and they say you're not going out looking like that, or they say you're representing me, that's the truth. Jesus was representing the Father. And so why is it that if you don't have the Son, you have not the Father? Because it's by the Son that you get to know the Father. Because the Son is the radiance of his glory. The Son is the express image of his person. He showed us God. He demonstrated us who he is, his love, his kindness, his justice, his righteousness, his goodness. He's shown us that. All of it. And so, as he is our mediator between God and man, and as he is the express image of the Father, of course, once you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. So why then, you know, around these verses, I think Philip was asking him, you know, show the Father that it suffices us. He said, have you been so long time with me, Philip, and you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say that? Show us the Father. I and the Father are one. You know, it's because, you know, and then later on in the verse he says, and believe me for the very work's sake. Why would he say that? Believe me for the very work's sake, because he's trying to show you, like, look, I'm healing the sick, I'm casting out this, I'm having the maimed to do this, I'm having the blind to see, I'm helping them. I'm showing you God. I'm showing you his love. I'm showing you his goodness, how much he cares. When he healed on the Sabbath, I don't think they understood it. But when he said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, when he said, and I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of Sabbath, they didn't understand it. They didn't really perceive it. But Jesus, when he would heal people on the Sabbath, that was him giving them rest. Ooh. You know how Jesus says, come unto me, all those who are labor who are burdened, heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said that we should find rest for our souls in him. Jesus is that true rest. He's the one that can give you rest from the sin, the rest from the trial, the rest from the tribulation. Though you will go through it, he can give you rest. He can give you comfort. As Paul went through so many things, but he knew, as Jesus said, he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. What path should I take? Jesus. In a world filled with lies, who is the truth? Jesus. I feel empty inside. I feel dead inside. How can I get life? Jesus. How can I be just and how can I be redeemed to God? How can I be forgiven? Jesus. And John 14:6 speaks this very loudly. It's Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Jesus. Jesus. I thank you. Thank you, PJ, for allowing me to speak on that. I hope this can help someone and bless someone. And let God get the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, bro. Amen. Thank you for that word, brother. That was good, bro. You really gave a lot of truth, for real. And what really stood out to me was that egg analogy. And I never heard that before. And I wanted to highlight that again. So what he was saying, if y'all didn't peep, he was saying that one bad egg, if you put it in a batch of all fresh eggs, just that one bad egg will spoil the whole bunch. Just like our lives. Just that one sin. It's like a snowball effect. It'll spread just like that mold and that disease on the egg will spread to the other ones. That filth from that sin will spread in our lives and ruin our whole life. But Jesus took that bullet, like you said. Jesus took that bullet for us so we didn't have to take it. He took that bullet for us so we can walk free and unharmed and unscathed. I don't even think that's a word, but Jesus paid that debt for us so that we can walk free, so we wouldn't have this burden no more. And kind of off topic, I know a lot of us lately, me too, we feel so burdened, bro. Like, we feel so much burden in our lives for the stuff that we did. And I just want to remind you that the scriptures say that a righteous man falls 7 times, but he still gets back up. That means if you know you felt like, we're not going to be perfect in this flesh. And I felt like a hypocrite sometimes. Like, I felt like I let God down a lot of times, but I was, you know, talking to my pops, and he said, like, you can never let God down. Like he, just like the prodigal son, right? And I know this is off topic, but just like the prodigal son, like, literally his arms are like open wide so that we can come back to him. And he's waiting for that. He's waiting for that. So if you fell and you know you did something you wasn't supposed to do, just know that Jesus didn't go to that cross for us to like doubt ourselves or for us to doubt the power of what he did. Because Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life because of what he did. He didn't just say that and there was nothing behind it. He went to that cross and he defeated death. He defeated that sin. He defeated all them things. He defeated Satan. He defeated the flesh. He defeated the world. All these things that are like enemies against us, that try to make us fall all the time, Jesus defeated that. So we have victory in his name. So, Shamari, thank you, brother, for coming on and giving that word. I hope we can do it again sometime. But here's my take. If Jesus really said what he said and did what he did, you know what that means, right? That means that fame, fortune, and money ain't the way, because Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That means witchcraft ain't the way, because Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That means worshiping Satan ain't the way. That means, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That means worshiping Buddha and Hinduism and other false religions ain't the way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That means worshiping Zeus and the Greek gods and all them. That ain't the way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That means our good works ain't the way. Our good works are like filthy rags. That means trying to put on an image that you so holy and this and that and being religious ain't the way. God knows our hearts, and Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That means lying and stealing ain't the way. That means living in sin ain't the way. Because Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And why is he the only way, the truth, and the life? Because he's the only one who died and rose and defeated death and defeated Satan and defeated sin and defeated the pleasures of this world and defeated all that stuff. And he coming back real soon too. And I want to leave it off with this quote. This dude, his name is Jerry Flowers Jr. on Instagram. And I came across his reel. And he said, if Jesus thought we were... Let me restart. He said, if Jesus thought we were worth dying for, surely he's worth living for. And with that being said, I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for giving me a couple minutes of your time. Please stay tuned for the next episode. You can like and share and do all that good stuff. I don't really care. But I thank y'all for listening. And until next time, peace and bless up.